Thanks for listening.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Saturday he had authorized the Baltic nations of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania to send U.S.-made anti-tank and anti-aircraft missiles to Ukraine, a move that comes amid Ukraine's rising tensions with neighboring Russia. In a post on Twitter, Blinken wrote, "I expedited and authorized, and we fully endorse transfers of defensive equipment NATO allies Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania are providing to Ukraine to strengthen its ability to defend itself against Russia's unprovoked and irresponsible aggression." The first shipment of nearly $200 million of security support for Ukraine arrived in Kiev on Saturday. The delivery followed Blinken's visit to Kiev this week amid concerns from Ukraine and its Western allies over tens of thousands of Russian troops massed at the border with Ukraine. Russia denies planning a new military offensive. Fighting raged for a third day Saturday between the Islamic State group and Kurdish forces in Syria after IS attacked a prison housing jihadists, with the violence killing nearly 90 people. We get more from AP's Karen Chamas.
Intense clashes with Islamic State militants took place around a prison where thousands of extremists were held. Fighting initially broke out when more than 100 militants attacked the main prison in the northeastern city of Hasake. The battle with US-backed Kurdish fighters, which has continued for days, has so far left dozens dead. Although the IS was officially defeated almost 3 years ago, sleeper cells have remained that have increasingly killed scores of Iraqis and Syrians in past months. I'm Karen Chamas.
You can find more on our website, VOA News.